Anybody who remains behind in Dili, they will be killed. Houses will be burned. If East Timor is to be independent, it will have nothing. It will be starting from scratch.
If the Australian government is listening, do you have a message for them?
Get some help quick.
20 years on, ABC Radio Darwin remembers Timor-Leste's struggle for independence.
Early days, I was in my headquarters and glanced out a second floor window, and in the back alley just behind the headquarters, I saw an Australian sergeant in his uniform, army sergeant, big lump of a fella, and he had his Steyr rifle slung across his back so it was out of the way, and he was playing backyard cricket with some East Timorese kids. Now, these kids didn't know anything about cricket, so the sergeant's basically showing them the ropes, and they were just laughing and going off, and I thought, isn't this great? This was, I mean, it was not work-related. It was identifying immediately with these kids. He had the look of him that he was probably a family man, and it was just like he was playing with his own kids in the backyard.
He didn't try and thrash them, did he? Like, try and beat them?
No,
that's good. You'd be terrible to look out your window and see him like, oh, I got you out.
Four!
There was much hilarity in the whole episode.
So, Peter, you mentioned before the important role Darwin played in the evacuation and throughout the whole crisis. Can you expand on that?
Look, Darwin's been part of my military life for a very long time. I first saw Darwin when I was coming back from Vietnam. Then I was with Darwin after Cyclone Tracy, and that made a profound impression on me. I sort of knew that Darwin was not only going to be the gateway, the main gateway in and out of East Timor, but that the people of Darwin would stand up tall and be all over the Australian obligation to support the forces going in and out, but particularly needy people like the East Timorese who'd been evacuated, the UN that had been evacuated. Anybody in need of help, they had come to the right place in Darwin.
Many of the people that I have spoken to over the last couple of weeks who are involved in the conflict, whether they be the AFP police officers, the East Timorese themselves, or military as yourself, have all reflected on the same thing, that the heroes of this tragedy and of this conflict are the East Timorese themselves. How do you reflect on that?
None of the violence was going to happen unless the East Timorese had stoically, relentlessly, and over time craved their independence. And therefore, they were firm under all kinds of pressure to settle down and continue under Indonesian rule. So that's a point for the East Timorese. Then their sort of cohesion as a community on the election day gave this stunning outcome. And then, of course, they copped it. And I think their stoicism under that sort of pressure was also amazing. You know, that since they've largely, as a national community, decided that reconciliation is the way forward. So I guess that's a single word that describes, again, forbearance, courage, and a sense of forgiveness that is quite unique.
ABC Radio Darwin.